This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
The Dance World Cup took place in Spain from the 3rd to the 12th of July. The SA team have arrived back home this week in the studio. One of those, I see medals lying on the desk. She's looking great with her SA tracksuit. It's Peyton Whitten, SA dancer with K&J Dance Unlimited. Peyton, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Brad.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, get nice and close to the microphone there on that side. Yeah, you got it. How does it feel to come back from time overseas and with some silverware and goldware to show? You must be so proud.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. I'm exhausted, but it was worth it.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question to you is, I just saw how much you danced. I'm sure behind the scenes there's practicing. I mean, what did a day look like for you? It wasn't holiday, right?
No.
Yeah, give us a bit of an idea of what the day looked like in Spain for you.
Well, there was definitely time to spend with my family and everything, as the comp was from like the 3rd of June to the 12th of July. To the 12th, but I didn't compete every day.
Right.
So the days that I wasn't competing, I would be out with my family and everything, but also at the same time thinking about my dances and just going through them in my head. And then the days where I would compete, we stayed an hour away from the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd wake up early in the morning, get myself ready, makeup, outfits, double check my outfits, triple check, quadruple check to make sure I have everything, and arrive at the competition, just get in the right headspace, and then get home at like 12.
Yeah, I mean, we watched a lot of the Dance World Cup out in Spain, and we watched a lot of the dances that you were in, and something that struck me was this, and now you're going to have to help us. You were involved in all of these different genres. So let's talk about your specific dancing. Tell us a little bit about some of those genres, because you didn't dance just once.
No. So I did 8 different dances. And in Spain, I competed the categories, the genres. Wait, what did I do? Commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I did showstopper, so it's like an open, it's not very specific, it's more to the contemporary side.
Okay.
And then contemporary itself. And but at home as well, I didn't do it in Spain, but I also do modern, lyrical and acro.
So the ones you did at the Dance World Cup, I mean, that must have been massively tricky for you. How do you remember the choreography? Because you do all these dances and they're all so different, and you did so well in all of them. I mean, I can't even figure out some basic things, but you and your team, so many different choreography styles, so many different outfits, some groups big, some groups small. I mean, how do you remember all the moves and to do them so slick?
You tell me. I have no idea. I've been dancing since I was about 3 years old.
So yeah.
I think the longer, like the more exposure you have, the better you get. It's kind of like you get better at retaining things. It's really, I think it's just the more practice, the more time, the easier it becomes.
Yeah, and that's my next question to you. I mean, how much practice did you have to put in? Let's just look at one particular dance. I mean, that's like 3 minutes. It's over. It seems so quick, but I mean, so many moves and so much involvement. How much practice goes into one of these dances?
So much. So much. I think in a week, I probably practice on a normal week without comp.
Yeah.
Like probably like 13 hours.
But wow, it's massive commitment.
When you are competing, it can be anywhere from that to like over 20. Like Monday to Friday, it's 13. And then on a Saturday, I can dance like up to 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's really, but each dance takes so many hours of practice. And it's like 3 minutes, some are 2.5.
Yeah.
And it seems so quick, but there's so much more. Like, so much more that goes into it. Like, people will say, well, I can dance at a party. It's like, big deal.
Yeah.
And they do say that all the time. But like, there's so much, there's so many intricate moves and polishing, and you've got, like, expressions and working together as a team and making sure you're doing the same thing as your balance is doing. Yeah. So it's not as simple as people would think.
No,
it is.
Definitely not as simple at all. And we really appreciated you and your team. So let's get some stuff out of the way that I think's caused a little bit of confusion for what I've noticed. They say, oh, Team SA. They think, yeah, you are, you're one team, you're all together, but you are representing different dance schools across different genres. So tell us a little bit about your dance school.
So my dance school, K&J Dance Unlimited, it's owned by Jackie Gomes, and my choreographers, they are Brandon Herbst. He did a few of my hip-hop teams. Mm-hmm. Then we have Rudy Smith, and he choreographed our winning mega crew that is getting so much buzz online. It's called The Future. Absolutely amazing. He's fantastic. Then I have Lee Miller. He also did one of my hip-hop teams. Mm-hmm. And then Zoe Aldridge, who does contemporary and everything like that.
Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. So you won a gold medal. I mean, we were watching the prize giving, if you want to call it that, the medal ceremony, and then there was the tension of watching you guys dance and knowing you did so well, and then they start naming all of the countries, in third winning the bronze, and then in second place winning the silver. What was going through your mind just before they mentioned your team's name for that gold medal?
It was either like, we've got this, or we completely went out the window.
But yeah.
Oh my, it was so scary. People were crying before that we even got the thing, just of like the anticipation. And
yeah.
Because, I mean, you work so hard, you sacrifice so much, like social life, school, just relaxation, like everything for this moment. And so much like money, like everything goes into this. So just the idea of winning is surreal. Like
it's the culmination of all of the hard work. Absolutely. And everything that went on there. When it comes to that winning dance, is there now pressure on you've got to come to South Africa and do the dance? I mean, does everybody want you to repeat the dance? Does it have to I mean, for the other crews that from South Africa that also won gold, is there like expectation to do performances? I mean, I don't know what happens. What are the expectations now that you've won?
It's definitely going to be pressure.
Yeah.
But, I'm not in the dance anymore. I competed in Spain. It's still going to be competed.
I'm
just a junior, so I won't be doing it anymore. But I'm sure there will definitely be now a bit of a push since it did do so well overseas. Yeah. But, we'll see. I mean, The Future, we've had it since 2019, that team. It's a senior commercial mega crew. So, and they've never lost. They've always come first.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, I mean, there's always going to be that, like, bit of pressure, but I think it's worth it. It's good.
I want to just touch on something you mentioned. I mean, you're a junior and you dance with seniors. So you were dancing with guys and girls older than you and dancing for longer periods of time. So, I mean, that's a massive kudos to you for your success. So while you're sitting there, hold up those medals over there. Let's show the camera here in front of you. Let them see, because people are like, what does the gold medal look like? What does it look like? Okay, so we've got a gold. Okay, so that gold was for that mega crew dance. And what was the silver medal for?
So same thing, but junior mega crew. So yeah.
So you're dancing junior and senior. So that's massive expectations and pressure on you. Well, well done.
Thank
Isn't that
you.
Exciting,
Thank
man?
You so much.
Yeah, 51 countries took part, 8,500 dancers from all over the world. This biggest multi-genre dance competition in the world. I've heard it's called the Olympics of Dance. And Peyton Witten sitting here in front of me. You can be so proud of what you've achieved.
Thank
well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining me this morning.
Of course.
Yeah,
of
what
course.
A pleasure. And what's next for you before we go? I mean, the future is open. I always wonder when you speak to somebody who's danced most of their life like you have and has found so much success, is there this desire to, I'm going to take it all the way to, I don't know, what's next?
I'm just going to take it as it comes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's dancing. I want to do medicine one day, so it's not going to be something that I'm going to like, it's not going to be my profession, but I'm sure I'll continue dancing longer because I truly love it. It's amazing. Like, that's where I am myself. And it sounds so cliche to be like, oh, like I can express my emotions through dance, but it truly is. And when you're in that space, it's beautiful. It's amazing. So definitely still competitive within the sport, continuing local competitions.
Yeah.
But I'll see
Yeah,
see leave the future goes. In God's hands. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, amen to that. So, grade 10 student at Rustenburg Girls High. What do you think it's going to be like when you step back into the classroom next week? There's going to be some love and appreciation, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's exciting. And yeah, it's a big deal. Grade 10, 11, and 12, that's really where your focus has got to be. And it must be tricky when you love something as much as you love dance as well to try and get everything. Well, who knows? We might be able to have Dr. Dance in the studio in the future. And we'll see what you can do bringing these two things together. Peyton, well done. We're very proud of you. And I know so many are watching this morning and listening and streaming. And well done. That's Peyton Whitten, SA dancer with K&J Dance Unlimited. Well done with the gold medal, silver medal. And from the other dance crews, the South Africans did well as well, competing with so many countries, 51 countries. Well done, Team SA. We'll keep an eye on dance. We always have focused on rugby, cricket, soccer, hockey. We forget there's South African competitions in all sorts of sports and other activities. And man, oh man, we do so well as South Africans, and we can be very, very proud.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.